This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on UK's Unite. This is another case study of the difficulty of union transformation. Unite, the largest union in the United Kingdom with almost 1.4 million members, launched a brave and exciting experiment 4 years ago to organize the unorganized. In this case, it was not the unorganized who are workers, but the unorganized in communities. They established Unite Community with minimal dues, 50 pence or about 75 cents per month, hired or assigned 10 organizers, one to each region of the union, and set about building local chapters around a host of self-directed issues. Now, 4 years later, they have about 10,000 members, more or less, and over 100 branches around the country. So perhaps it's time for a good look. And luckily, they allowed University of Leeds professor, labor expert, and community activist Jane Holgate a front row seat and access to their process and people to evaluate academically their process. Professor Holgate's analysis is tentative and still a work in progress that she's sharing with colleagues and graciously allowed me to take a peek, having been an advocate and organizer of many of these community organizing union amalgamations in the past. Even tiptoeing around her early conclusions, being a cheerleader for Unite's efforts for better or worse, and not wanting to step on Professor Holgate's toes, her work when it is finished is going to be something organizers and perhaps more importantly, union leaders will need to read and study closely if they're serious, not just about community organizing, but the duty of transforming unions to meet the difficult challenges for our organizations in the 21st century. At a fundamental level, a look at Unite's experiment with Unite Community and community organizing is an example of the organizing principle I've often argued, that the beginnings prejudice the ends in organizing. Professor Holgate makes the case, as she has in her past work, that a union has to be clear about its purpose. She invokes earlier work that positions a union's identity between market, class, and society, that synthesizes its ideology accordingly and informs its internal and external practice. It seems simple and obvious to say, before a union or any organization can transform itself, it has to understand who and what it is and what it's trying to do. But that doesn't understate the importance. Furthermore, without an operating consensus on these issues that aligns leadership and staff, especially in the complex bureaucracy of large organizations, the success of any new project, particularly one that would be historically unique and potentially transformative, would be difficult to achieve. Having met with Unite's leadership and staff on this project, I would say that they have found real utility in Unite Community, but it has been grafted to the union as an appendage rather than integrated fully, thereby lessening its value immensely and leaving its future somewhat confused and uncertain. Professor Holgate finds the separation of the community project from the basic worker organizing operation equally stunting and makes a more important point from her closer perspective that the inability to fully integrate the membership of Unite Community with the larger Unite membership has been critical. Though she's not ready to say this yet, a reader would conclude that this problem would be terminal to the project and at the least means that even if the community efforts were successful and continued robustly, they would not be transformative in terms of the union's identity, practice, or future. Normally, I would say none of this is fatal, and the Unite and other unions might learn tons from this work and allow it to be another building block in the critical transformation that has to happen. Unfortunately, Holgate anticipates my Pollyanna-ish hope here by noting, too starkly for me to avoid, that the separation of Unite Community from the rest of the organization means that there has also been little learning, as she calls it, throughout the union. Sadly, I've reflected similarly on how much we have learned as organizers from work we have done with Walmart, hotel workers, and labor community alliances in the past, and how we have often failed to effectively communicate the lessons or have them stick sufficiently to influence leaders and organizers later. So what can I say? But here's hoping. We have no choice but to try and try again, lest these organizations all die on our watch. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.